Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good Thursday afternoon and welcome into Grant and Danny. It's November 6th, 2025. You are listening live to The Fan in 1 hour at 3 o'clock. Joe Beninati, face, voice, Caps Hockey, Monumental Sports, joins the show to talk about a historical night at Capital One Arena with Alex Ovechkin scoring the 900th goal of his career last night. The Caps got right, by the way, a 6-1 win last evening.
Can they play St. Louis every night, please?
That'd be nice.
For the rest of the way? That team didn't look particularly good, and the Capitals looked wonderful.
They really did. I don't know how many teams would have beat them last night. They were flying around. Yeah. They played a desperate game. They needed to look good, and they did. But yeah, I think the Blues helped them out a little bit. Took a bunch of penalties in the process. 4 o'clock today, we are giving away tickets to see Foo Fighters right here on Grant and Danny. We'll take you up to 6:30. We're getting you ready for Week 10 in the NFL. The Thursday night football matchup tonight. An AFC West tilt, Danny. You've got the Vegas Raiders on the road at 2-6 against the 7-2 Denver Broncos, who are favored. If they can get to 8-2, they'll be sitting pretty going into the second half of the season as potential division winners out west.
What a great opportunity for them. It's one of the reasons, I mean, going back beginning of the season, right, before everybody kind of got started and got underway, there were a few sexy picks to either, you know, jump up, maybe dethrone Kansas City in that division that they've won for a million straight years, or a team that went from could go from bad to good. Think of New England, right, where you go, the schedule lines up pretty favorably for them. And here you go. If Denver kind of, you know, survived, had been not even 7-2 good, but had been, say, 5-4 through a handful of games. You could see them ripping off a couple of wins based on, you know, games like this, right, where the Raiders are kind of crumbling. Nothing around them is going particularly well. And, you know, down the stretch, you've got them a couple more times, including tonight. You looked like it was pretty soft. Maybe they could win 10, 11 games. Well, now they're 7-2. They're sitting pretty.
Last night, though, in D.C. sports, an all-time moment. Look, surpassing Wayne Gretzky and breaking the all-time goals record is the lead. That's going to be the number one moment in the career of Alexander Ovechkin and maybe non-championship division in Caps history. But when you form a club at a big round number, like 900, and you're the only guy in the club, everybody else gets stopped at the velvet rope but you. Pretty amazing evening. They stop the game. His teammates pour out over the boards to celebrate with Ovechkin. They played a nice video montage, both teams giving him stick taps. One more celebratory night for the Great Eight.
And a puck behind the net. Bennington looking to play it, and he gave it away to Ovechkin. The puck centered up here for Chychrun to drive, and a puck that is in, a score! And it's 900 goals for Alexander Ovechkin! The 900 club has its first member! Odometer turns over and the bench empties, and Alex Ovechkin has done it. The first player in National Hockey League history to 900 goals.
John Walton is heard right here on 106.7 The Fan last night. was lucky enough to have been in the barn. I was actually sitting not far, Danny, from where Slapshot is perched behind the 899 banners that he's ready to flip over. And he's had to just stand there for most of
just standing at attention, waiting. Yeah.
The last few games, just waiting to flip the placard over to say 900. And he got to do just that. Really, really cool scene. I don't know if we'll ever see anybody score 900 goals again. I know Alexander Ovechkin has. We've been lucky enough to see every one of those goals, and this one was pretty patented. How many of them do you think were no-lookers? Where he just went backhand, he knew the goaltender was out of the net, so he was just trying to get it toward the cage. I saw after the game, Carbs in his post-game address to the team was talking, and then Ted Leonsis asked him, have you ever scored one no-look like that? And he said, only in practice against Logan Thompson. But I don't know that in a game we've had one quite like that. It's hard to do a new one for 900.
Seriously, how do you reinvent it? I mean, he's done it from his back where he couldn't see anything except the lights of the arena. He's done it in all sorts of different ways. The garbage goals, the snipes off the face-off, the one-timers, the stick handling, everything in between. That was pretty unique. At no time until the puck went in did I think, oh, that's a shot for a goal. I'm just going... He's gonna start the play over. It's almost like a reset, right? Well, I know he's got some open goal, but he's just not in a position to. Oh my God, he scored! Like, just that's him, dude. Just a. There are people who are put on this earth to do a thing. That's what he's put on this earth to do, is to put that puck over that line into that cage.
It also just feels like so many of these moments for him come on nights where they just need something.
Mm-hmm.
They need energy. They need a boost, and they score six goals last night. Tom Wilson had a pair. He's the team leader right now with eight goals on the season. He's been great. Anthony Beauvillier had a fantastic game. He scored two goals. And John Carlson had a pretty goal as well. So the Caps get exactly what they needed, just what the doctor and the Carberry ordered. And Ovi gets to 900. We'll talk to Joe Beninati about this coming up at 3. Pretty amazing scene at Capital One Arena last night. Before we get to the Commanders, one other thing I just want to crowbar in really quickly. I don't even have much to say about this. I just want to repeat it over and over again because it's crazy to me. Craig Stammen was named a manager in Major League Baseball today. The former Nationals reliever, the middling, non-closing, seventh inning, really smart, very nice reliever that you and I talked to on the show a couple of times after he would have like a good seventh inning or whatever. Went out to San Diego with the Padres and had a nice finish to his career, about half of his season there. Has done some pregame, postgame for them, just like you and I do for the radio network. You know what I'm saying? He was named the manager of the Padres today in what has been one of the wildest managerial hiring cycles I've ever seen. Tony Vitello comes from Tennessee to the big leagues, a hiring the likes of which hasn't happened in decades. That does not happen. This is not college football.
No.
It's two different sports.
That jump isn't, yeah. That's not a thing.
You've got Kurt Suzuki, a former National, who's going to now manage his teammate Anthony Rendon out in Anaheim. He gets hired a couple weeks back. The Nats just hired a guy who I think is in my daughter's first grade class in Blake Butera. I'm excited about the hire, but he's 33 years old. And Craig Stammen got hired to manage a big league team today.
Yeah, I missed playing against him in college by a year when he was at the University of Dayton in our conference. That guy, the dude that I remember... We laughed and joked, and this I'm not making fun of him, but we laughed and joked when he had a serious arm injury. Do you remember this? I can't remember what it was. It was his shoulder or maybe his elbow, but it was in this big sling. And I was like, I don't know how to ask you this question, but basic human functions, we only tend to wipe with one hand. How are you doing that? And he laughed for 20 minutes about how hard it was. And like that's like the hardest thing that people don't think about is doing everyday tasks like brushing your teeth and, you know, trying to take care of business with the offhand. That guy's managing the San Diego Padres. Not some low-budget outfit. Like, that dude is in charge. It's great.
That's the other thing. He's driving a Ferrari.
Yes.
This is one of the better teams in the National League.
That is willing to spend and go in.
Craig Stammen's a manager in the big leagues.
The guy that Ryan Zimmerman called their tournament director. He ran all the fantasy football stuff.
Because,
that guy's in charge.
Because of his managerial attributes.
He's in charge.
Because he was a sharp cookie, I guess. Yeah, man. I know we're old. And that could be somebody's takeaway of like, dude, you remember his career. You're old now. He's a manager.
Yeah.
Kind of. Also somewhat true. I'm in my mid-30s. But this is also turned on its head a little bit.
Yeah, like Tyler Clippard was in here with us, and he's like, dude, we're doing this cool bourbon thing.
Right.
Like, that feels about the right speed to me. Hey, you and Drew Storen, you're buddies. You guys are doing a thing with Field of Dreams bourbon. That's neat. Craig Stammen's in charge of the Padres.
Storen called me as our on-air light was coming on and the music was playing.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to call him in the break. but I bet I know what he wants to talk about.
What do you think he wants to chat about?
I mean, he's not calling most days. Wow. What a crazy time to be alive. All right, let's get to the Commanders and defensive coordinator Joe Witt, who met with the media today. I want to go through some of the things Joe Witt had to say. He has become the main character, I would say, in a really, really upsetting and frustrating TV show over in Ashburn over the last month, as the Washington football ops is 0 for their last four. They've been blown out by 21 or more in three straight games, and he's punching bag number one. And I don't say this flippantly, but with Marshon Lattimore now off to the side, he tore his ACL. He's going to be recovering. I feel bad for him, and hopefully he makes a speedy recovery. People can't beat up on Marshon Lattimore anymore, so where are you going to direct your attention? Joe Witt is going to get a bunch of that venom. The big fix this week, the big news of the week on defense, you got to get right. You can't tackle anybody. You can't force an incompletion, for God's sake. What are you going to do differently? Well, Joe Witt is now going to call plays from the field instead of the box. He is coming down to the sideline from the coach's box, and he talked about that today in his press conference.
You know, I know DQ talked about earlier in the week that I will be coming down to the field. I went and asked him to do that for a number of reasons. The first reason I've been in the box, you know, Q, most of the coordinators that I've been around called it from the box. Q, Capers, Mike Pettine, even when I was in college, the guys, the coordinators always called it from the box. You have a good view. You can see. You don't really have to have as much help with personnel, people coming in and out. So that's why the advantage of being in the box. Moving to the field, I think the energy that I have in practice that can be probably positive within the game for the players. A couple of the guys have been asking for me to come down as well. And so I think it's time for that to happen. We got to do whatever we have to do to get a win. And so the play has not been, especially this last week, to the standard at all. And like I said, that starts with me. I got to do a better job getting the coaches to get the players to understand how we're going to do it. And we got to get this thing turned. We got to get it turned right now. So
that's Joe Witt. Press conference today. First, I want to say, in the same way that I applauded Dan Quinn's accountability when he said he should have taken Jaden Daniels out of the game and he felt like he missed it in terms of the decision to yank him before he got hurt, I like the accountability of Joe Witt rather than throwing players under the bus saying, this starts with me. We've got to fix this. I'm the first one that's got to do better. So I like that. Here's the part of that answer that sounded like screeching tires and breaking glass to me. He asked to come down from the booth to the sideline. See, all week long, Danny, I have sold this as, well, Dan Quinn is doing something. Everybody wants him to do something, and he should, by the way. You can't get beat by 20-plus points week after week after week, which is what's happened in this league for the first time to any team in 5 years, and for the first time for this organization in 24 years. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm three too short. 24 years. But my point was, okay, so we didn't take away play calling, but at least he called Joe Witt into the office and said, hey, man, listen.
We got to do something.
I know you're trying, and I know we got injuries, but I'm not demoting you, but I got to do something to send a little message here. Here's what I'm thinking. That's not what happened. This was not a Dan Quinn idea. This was not a Dan Quinn punishment. This was not a slap on the wrist. This was not an acknowledgement from the head coach that the status quo is unacceptable. This was, according to Joe Witt, Joe Witt going to Dan Quinn and saying, hey, would you mind if... ... So still we sit here and technically Dan Quinn has not done anything. That's an interesting development, right?
Yep. Nobody has done anything.
Joe Witt did. Joe Witt asked if he could go down to the field.
Joe Witt asked if he could say, hey, I've got six, but can I have half a dozen? Again, everyone should be saying two things. One, everything Danny said yesterday was correct. Two, I can't believe this. I can't believe that nothing is going to change at all. That no one has any urgency. That we're just, again, everyone's just driving into work, parking, and going about it. And Joe Witt, through his own keen initiative, is going to Dan Quinn's office. Go, Dan, I've got an idea. I'm going to stand in a different place. So problem solved, right? And everyone's going, oh, that's a great, brilliant idea. Yeah, it sounds good. I'll announce it today. That'll be perfect. What I'll do is I'll stand in front of people and announce that. And that'll solve it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He was just going to stand. Dan Quinn was just going to stand there and not do anything. And it took Joe Witt asking to hey, you should call the plays.
Right.
Because what I'm doing sucks. I'm going to stand somewhere else. We'll do it that way. So I'm not on the phone with guys. I can talk to guys. I guess, you know, whatever you were doing is always bad when everybody starts to do one on the sideline. Then they want to go up to the booth or a better vantage point. Changing is fine. I'm all for that. That's a 5 weeks ago move, in my opinion. This is not the plane has crashed into the mountain move, but God bless him.
Yeah, so this was my annoyance when they originally said Monday, I guess it was, that Joe Witt would be coming down to the field. If this is going to improve the communication, and if Dan Quinn's convinced and sold that this is an upgrade, why in the heck are you doing it now? It's over, Johnny. It's too late. You've lost four in a row, not one or two in a row.
Yep.
You've given up four straight touchdowns on four drives to Seattle already. You're already down 28-0 in that game. Now you're making the change? But I thought this was a Dan Quinn decision. See, I thought we had gotten to a point where Quinn had acknowledged this has now defensively risen to a level where something's got to be done. And it turns out that's not actually the case, apparently.
It hadn't. If Joe Witt doesn't go speak to him, then literally everything's the same.
Right.
Right?
I guess it's possible that Dan Quinn would have gone and found him and moved him down on his own. Maybe they talked about it a month ago, and it was on both of their minds, and Joe Witt just opened his mouth before you open your mouth, and then I get the claim that I had the idea.
It's so funny, but I was going to say that. Embarrassing.
On what he'll lose by moving from the box, because you keep hearing what he's going to gain. You get to bring energy and be with the players and takes, you know, a third person out of the communicational chain that has to get on the Motorola headset and tell you what the players are seeing. I get that. But if it was such a good idea, most DCs wouldn't be in the booth like they are. And Joe Witt wouldn't have wanted to be in the booth to begin with. I don't think he chose to be up there because it's the second best position to call plays from. So what is he going to lose by moving down to the sideline?
You just can't see as well, you know. And so, you know, when I'm in the box, I don't have to – like I said, you always have a guy telling personnel, you know what I'm saying? So I can see, I did personnel years in Green Bay, so I can see guys running in and out so I can get a call in quicker. On the field, you can't see it as well. You can't see if the ball is on the hash or in the middle as well when you're on the field where you can see it. So if you have certain calls that are predicted by the hash or in the middle of the field, so things like that. But, you know, we have guys we're going to adjust and we're going to work around it.
Joe Witt from his press conference today. One more cut I want to play, Dad. Cut 7 here on what has surprised him, disappointed him about the defense's play so far this season. Washington dead last against the pass in the NFL, and it's not really close.
You know, surprised or disappointed, or I would say from the standpoint of the explosives. We didn't give up explosives last year. Hell, we were the best in the league in my time in Dallas and giving up the fewest explosives. I'm not used to it. So the amount of explosives that we're giving up in the past game is really frustrating because they're coming from mistakes that really shouldn't happen. And I got to do a better job, or we got to do a better job of getting that communicated. And so that's probably the main thing.
I might have to put my lab jacket on and get into the lab on last year's numbers because I don't remember them being a team that, quote, didn't give up explosives.
Felt like some were giving up.
Now, you might be right that you gave up fewer explosives last season.
Instead of the most ever.
I would agree with you there, probably. But if you're going to tell me you didn't give up many, I don't know if I saw it the same way. We can look up the numbers, luckily. Last year, defensively, in 2024, explosives 20-plus yards. Let's see where Washington ranked defensively. Quick search. So the Jaguars gave up 71, a team high. Washington, in the passing game, gave up 47, which actually would have ranked tied for 10th in the NFL. So
okay,
they did a lot better job in that regard. Now, the run game is going to be a little bit different.
That's different.
That's where there were...
Saquon Barkley says hello.
Lots of explosives in that area. And that's why they spent their offseason with the plan that they did, frankly.
So, again, I'm good for Joe Witt for trying something else.
By the way, they were 7th worst in the NFL at explosives allowed in the run game last year.
That feels about right. Yeah, credit to him for trying something else. I marvel at the arrogance. I marvel at the complacency. Where is my urgency? Like, the season has already slipped away. 2 weeks ago, the season was slipping away. 3 weeks ago, you were headed in a bad place. After that Dallas loss, oh man, this is bad. We need to get right. Where was my urgency then? You're now hundreds of yards away from Wilson as he's out to sea because the currents are taking you elsewhere, and you got to get back to the raft. Like, it's over, Johnny. This is Rivera-esque. This is arms folded without the headset down on the sideline, standing there. This is when Rivera said, you know, when it was asked, what'd you say to the team at halftime? And he said, nothing. I really didn't, okay? Nothing. You did nothing. You were a passenger while all this was going on. I understand the persona. I understand how you've sold yourself to the team, Dan Quinn, right? That you're everybody's, you know, that we're the true north. We're going to keep fighting. I'm not giving up on anybody. I'm your guy, rah, rah. But at a certain point, you got to flip a table, dude. You know what I mean? Like, we passed that point a month ago.
Are you buying this change helping at all? Let's start with that at 800-636-1067. That sideline Joe Witt is going to have more success than booth Joe Witt. 800-636-1067. And then also, how much a part of the problem is actually out of Witt's control? Whether that just be talent or injuries. Like, yes, it may not matter. Ultimately, if someone falls on the sword, it's the coordinator, and he'll pay the price because you can't fire all the players. He wouldn't be the first guy to lose his job at the end of this season if that happens because the unit was bad and he didn't do a terrible job, if that's the reality of it. That happens all the time in this league. So it may not even matter whose fault it is, but I do want to dissect that a little bit and have that conversation. Is it about personnel? Is it about injuries? To some extent, it surely is, but is that a bigger problem than Joe Witt and his coordinating and the coaching? How do you parse that up? 800-636-1067. We'll get to your thoughts next on Grant and Danny.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
you just can't see as well, you know. And so, you know, when I'm in the box, I don't have to, like I said, you have always have a guy telling personnel, you know what I'm saying? So I can see, I did personnel years in Green Bay, so I can see guys running in and out so I can get a call in quicker. On the field, you can't see it as well. You can't see if the ball is on the hash or in the middle as well when you're on the field where you can see it. So if you have certain calls that are predicted by the hash or the middle of the field, so things like that. But, you know, we have guys we're going to adjust and we're going to work around it.
Will Joe Witt calling plays from the field help? What will this do for the defense? That's the question on Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan. I don't think it matters if he's in the box or on the sideline. He could walk out to midfield like a youth coach if he wants to, like Danny coaching flag football. He could stand right behind center, short of helping to tackle the quarterback unsuspecting, who's not looking because he's a coach with a headset on. I don't know how much what he calls and where he calls it from is going to matter in some of these games against superior opponents. So I'm expecting very little in the way of results based on this change.
Seriously, it's the equivalent to me of deciding, normally I tie my right shoe first, I'll tie my left shoe first now. Because again, you're trading, it's six of one, half dozen of the other. There's a reason the coaches do it up there, right? They go to the box because you can see, and it's this, and there's the utility. But again, there's trade-offs to every move. This is not changing anything in substantive. It's just, again, where you happen to be making the same calls from. So, no, I think it doesn't make any bit of difference at all. But good for him for at least being willing to try something in that regard.
I also liked hearing that players have been asking him to do this, I guess, throughout the season, he put it, which tells me that they know that they can get more out of this staff. It is a window into the fact that they think Witt himself as a coordinator, as a play caller, maybe the staff, is leaving meat on the bone. If you're saying, hey, what if you did this differently? Just the mere suggestion of that, maybe it's in a brainstorming session where all ideas are being thrown out there and put on a whiteboard, but it makes you think. When we had today a social media storyline, I hate these, but welcome to 2025, where Mike Sanristil.
He could help him.
I wish he was around. Mike Sanristil liked a tweet, Instagram post, whatever the hell it was, of somebody who said that Mikey's not the problem. How he's playing is a reflection on the scheme. You know, the coaching and the scheme are the problem. And he likes that. And still it is like to this moment. He's one of your team captains. He's got the commander's tag. This is one of your really high character guys who's one of the leaders in the locker room. That makes you go, a little bit, I would say, doesn't it?
Has to. It's frustrating. You're right, because he liked the comment or whatever. It's just I hate going down that road.
He could have just been scrolling and clicked the heart. Nobody knows.
I also don't know if he's got like a social media manager or like his wife had his phone or something. I have no idea. So I hate doing anything other than that. But it is a small window into something. To me, this is I bet you that the calls aren't perfect. I bet you that the scheme isn't exactly right. I also know that they don't have great personnel. And where I always say this is if you had neutral personnel, if there was such a thing, this is the exercise we always try to do with quarterbacks, with offenses, with coaches, whatever. If you gave them exactly league average personnel, would this coach outperform or underperform his peers? And my view is underperform. Because my point is, I understand they don't have great defensive personnel at most spots. You can't be the worst. You can't be an embarrassment. You can't be up there with teams that have rolled over and died. You can't be up there with whatever it is, 8 yards per play, with some of these teams that are the dregs that are picking first in this league. You are either 30th, 31st, or 32nd and stuff. I understand you not being fifth. I get that. I'm very aware. You're on your 10th defensive end or whatever the hell the number is. I understand you are limited by a million and one factors. You can't be the worst. That's what I always kind of come back to is yeah. I get you not being great. I'd love improvement. Well, and we'll tweak it and we'll work at it. You can't be this bad where they know before you know, talking about your opponents. Your opponents know where your weakness is. For multiple straight weeks, you could picture the route. Tucker Kraft did it. Trey Tucker did it. The Cowboys had a couple guys do it, where it takes an extra second. One guy starts on one side, goes behind the linebackers in front of the safety, just jogs to a free, wide-open space, 20-some yards, whenever the hell they feel like it. They know it before you do. That's an issue.
Here's the problem, is that Tucker Kraft did it and Trey Tucker did it. But right now, Chris Tucker could do it, too.
Yeah.
You know, like,
seriously.
Are you Tucker?
A guy that drives a truck could do it.
You can also do it. They can't do anything right now. They can't rush the quarterback. They're not a good tackling team. They give up way too many yards after the catch. There's not enough people around pass catchers. They don't rally to the football. And they don't force incompletions. 0.5 of football for Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
3 all game when he had 4 touchdowns. And I think one of those was on a drop. So what can you hang your hat on? I actually believe, if you want to go full blame pie on the defense, that the biggest piece of pie for why they're this bad is probably injuries to the edge position, why they're this bad. I think if everybody was healthy, they would just be regular bad. It'd be what you're asking for, essentially. Right. Like, just don't be last. Okay, well, now I'm 23rd. How do you feel about that? Now I'm 24th. Now everyone's okay? I don't think they should be. Is the personnel good enough to be top 10? Probably not. But there's no reason to feel like Joe Witt is special. There's no reason. He's never done this before. There's no track record you can point to and say, when he was a coordinator and called plays in this place, look how good they were. And that's what I always come back to. With inexperienced guys who are getting their first shot, if it looks really bad, I'm sorry, but I'm a track record guy. All I can go off of is your track record. And it's over. Because last year the defense was below average, and this year it's terrible. How many guys are getting better? How many young guys are developing? How many guys that you liked last year, see Mikey Sanders still, are better this year? He's certainly not. And so all of these things come back to coaching in some way. So I'm on a trajectory. Would I fire him right now? Absolutely not. I've already told you I would have taken away play calling duties this week because I'm Dan Quinn and I'm a defensive-minded head coach, and I've coordinated top 5 defenses in my entire career as a DC, so I'm getting more involved. But my current trajectory, even with the injuries and even with the personnel being what it is, would be to make a change at defensive coordinator this offseason. I don't think there's much reason to do it now in a lost year. What's the point of that? Blow him out to see if some young guy on your staff you're going to elevate and give a shot to? I guess you could do that. I'm going and getting probably somebody established outside the building who is a hot commodity around the league anyway if things don't turn around. So that's kind of how I'd be feeling if I was Dan Quinn. But I don't think this is mainly on Joe Witt. I think this is mainly on a poor defense, is riddled by injuries and is now historically terrible. And why we're poor, if we're answering that, is probably some Joe Witt and some players. And that's how I divvy up the pie. But we're on a trajectory where there's no way you can run this back next year. Zero way.
No, without a doubt. So I look at it this way. Washington is quite literally the worst in the NFL in terms of adjusted yards per attempt, net yards per attempt, when somebody passes. Here's the bottom line. When someone drops back to pass, Washington is worse than Dallas, than Miami, than the Jets, than the Saints, than the Bengals, than the Titans. Teams that we are laughing at, that we consider punchlines, right? The Jets are having a fire sale. Washington, again, to remind everybody, did nothing at the trade deadline. The only thing it's done was Joe Witt asked to go to the field. That's it. They are the worst in this league when someone drops back to pass. Their pressure percentage is still okay. That's going to continue to go down because they've lost, as you mentioned, all their pass rushers.
That's an important point, too, by the way. I think their pressure has gotten worse in recent weeks. But you could blame that on their 3 injuries on the edge and the fact that they're decimated at the position and say, well, of course they're terrible against the pass. They don't really get enough pressure. They're actually a lot better at the pressure stuff than the coverage stuff, and they don't have that many injuries at the coverage stuff.
When they were pressuring, they were still horrendous once the ball left the quarterback's hands.
Correct.
We have plenty of evidence of that. You don't get to be last in the league with a couple of bad weeks.
They were one of the best sacking, pressure-producing teams in the league, and their secondary was still giving up gaudy numbers to quarterbacks. They were still giving up explosives in big plays. Let's go to Josh listening on the Odyssey app in California. What's up, Josh?
Hey, what's up, Grant? What's up, Danny?
Hey, buddy.
So, you know, I'm one of those people that, you know, subscribes to the fact that, or the idea that I think scheme plays a lot more. I think Sam Ristill's post says a lot, but he really should have been on the field at the halftime of the Dallas game. I mean, I don't think anybody is 3 touchdowns better than anybody in the NFL. And, you know, I think that's the reason the last week was so embarrassing is like, how can you possibly start a game like this? How can you not make changes immediately and waiting until the season is literally on the brink? is what's the most frustrating. It really should have been done weeks ago. If how are you supposed to understand what the players are going through the game if you're in the press box and you can't hear how they're communicating on the sidelines?
Right. So, Josh, it's a good phone call. And look, I'll say one more time, I have empathy for the injuries. I do. It can't be this easy. You guys watched the game like I did against Seattle. Danny, you knew they were going play action, yep, dig to Jackson Smith and Jigba to beat a zone. And they did it over.
Whenever they won.
Over.
Whenever they won.
Over and over. They have no answers. It just can't be this easy. I'm not suggesting you should lead the league in defense or shut somebody out or hold a team to 13. It just can't be wide open every single time. Throwing against air like it's a 7-on-7 drill, which is what happened against Darnold in Seattle. That's what happened.
Yeah. There's no way around that point. And to me, like, again, we're all formed by our experiences. I watched a Greg Williams defense with nobody, with Warwick Holdman and a bunch of, jabronis, basically just say, okay, let's play assignment sound and we'll be okay. There was a year where they couldn't rush the quarterback at all, and Sean Springs led the team in sacks blitzing from the corner spot because they had to find some way to hit the guy every now and again. My point is, I understand without any good personnel, you are not going to be great. All we were asking for, I think, was a slight improvement from last year. And how folly was that? How stupid was that in retrospect? Don't be embarrassing. And they are embarrassing.
Yes.
Embarrassing.
We did the topic yesterday.
Yeah.
What did you get most wrong about this team? It's actually a good convo with a lot of good calls if you guys want to podcast it tonight. But my answer was, I thought the defense would be better.
Better.
What a dumb person I am. What a fat goof.
Like, respectfully, we were both pretty stupid.
I mean, I am a stupid person.
You might be a little stupid.
A dumb, stupid head. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Joe Beninati is joining the show in 20 minutes at 3 o'clock. Alex Ovechkin scored goal 900 last night. The Caps play their arch rivals, the Penguins, tonight. But next, let's get to your calls. Is Joe Witt going down to the sideline? Give them a chance to do better on defense. This is the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back to Grant and Danny on the Fan. We're taking you up to 6:30 this evening. Tomorrow's show will be live out and about, a Friday field trip series renewed, and we're going to be at Char Bar, baby.
Yeah, buddy.
The J.W. Marriott. Before you guys yell at me for saying Marriott, that's how it's said. You say Marriott because everyone says Marriott. It's actually said Marriott.
Who told you that, Grant?
Mr. Marriott.
Bam. Yeah. Boom.
2 to 6:30 tomorrow, Char Bar. They make delicious cocktails,
yep.
Including, and I've seen them do this, smoked old fashions.
Yep.
God, they look and smell amazing. The food there is the best. This bar is too classy, too elegant, too nice for us.
It seems like they're not yet aware of that.
They're not aware of that.
Right.
They're like one of these people who is like an 8. Or a 9, and they're dating us as like a 4.
Right.
And we're a sitcom. Like, we're...
We're King of Queens.
Yeah. That's a good one.
For years.
Or just, any other sitcom ever.
Right. We're Leah Remini, and you... They're Leah Remini, you and me are just Kevin James in it. Like, well, I stubbed my toe. I love pizza.
We're the,
like,
the dumpy dad. There was another show that I liked that was like King of Queens, but wasn't, with a dude from Pittsburgh as the lead.
Okay.
Everybody
loves Raymond.
No,
the 10 of us. Coach Lubbock, spinoff of Growing Pains.
I think he's a Pittsburgh area actor.
Okay.
Who starred in a show where he had an attractive wife and he was a heavy dude.
King of Queens?
No, it's not that one.
Damn.
But it's a lot like it.
It's similar.
I'm gonna pull it and I'm gonna come back.
Pittsburgh actor.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Here's what matters.
All right.
Char Bar. Tomorrow. Reston, J.W. Marriott. We want you guys there. We will see you there. Let's go to the phones. Andre in Upper Marlboro on G&D. What's up, Andre? How are you?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, man.
I'm leaning more towards it's a personnel thing, and this is why I'm going to say it. One or two breaks ago, when you guys came back, the first thing that y'all reported on was who's out and who was limited. Total-wise, those are too many players, especially when those players are supposed to be key players on your defense and offense. Something else I want to point out is we got this habit of not getting young. And I'm saying that because as much as I loved Von Miller before he came to the Commanders, and what's the other veteran linebacker? I can't remember his
name.
Bobby Wagner. The problem is something we learned in math a long time ago was the quickest or shortest point to any point is a direct line. I've seen too many plays where our linebackers, those two specifically, I'm looking at them and they have a direct line to a spot to tackle a running back that's running on the sidelines. And what happens? The running back beats them to the spot.
Well, your argument is they're not fast enough at linebacker, you win that argument. They're not. There are flaws, fatal, legitimate flaws that will keep this defense from being really good. But it shouldn't be this bad. And you can't spend $15 million on Javon Kinlaw and have Deron Payne making 20-plus next to him and throw your hands up in the air and say, whoopsie-daisy, we can't stop the run. Can't do it. Now, you can't stop the run to the exterior because you don't have edges who can set the edge because they're all hurt. I get that. But you can't get gashed downhill up the middle. And in the secondary, you decided to trade for Marshon Lattimore and then extend him. You decided to draft Troy Amos, who I actually like a lot, in the second round. You decided to draft and then move Mikey Sanders still in the second round. There's no shortage of money and picks here that I'm throwing out.
Yeah, this
you
year
told
one,
me Quan Martin was about to be a Pro Bowler.
Year one, you walked into a mess and said, all right, let's make the best of it. I get it. This defense was made over in your image. You let certain players go. You brought certain players in. You hired a bunch. You spent some money. You used a draft pick or two. This is what they were looking for.
Gerald Falls Church, home of the Jaguars. You think coming down to the field makes any difference?
No, it ain't going to make no difference. And what I think it is, Dan Quinn's just trying to save somebody's job. That's all that's about. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Gerald. Very succinct. I will remind everyone who wasn't in their car earlier that today Joe Witt said this was not Dan Quinn's idea. It was actually his idea to go down to the field. Now, I'm not sure what he was accomplishing with that, but it actually makes me like it less because I was at least giving Dan Quinn something for doing, credit rather, for doing something. I was acknowledging that something had to be done, and I said, this isn't enough, but Dan Quinn thinks this is a good idea. This was his, you know, I'm looking at a messy room, and I pick up a book and take it upstairs, and my wife's like, really? That's the thing in this room that you care about? Like,
is it cleaner now, honey?
But guess what? You're mad at my choice. I made a bad choice of what to pick up, but at least I picked something up.
That's right.
Turns out I didn't even pick up the book. She asked me to pick up the book. Joe Witt asked if he could go to the sideline. Garrett in Arlington, what's good?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Both of you touched on my point, but let me say this to you. As far as I'm concerned, it doesn't make any sense. Whether he's, you know, on a box, on our box, or on the field, sideline, it don't matter. As far as I'm concerned, I think he want to show him the field before he show him the door. Because think about it. This is their 30th game coming up with Detroit. If you count the preseason, that's like 35 game. After 35 game, in each game, you have a miscommunication. So that said it the best, you know. And also he told you, he said when he's up top, he can't see perfectly. But enough, you know, like on the sideline, he can't see perfectly. So if he mess up when he see it perfectly, so you can't imagine what's next.
Well, he said he could see a lot better and you see a lot more, which makes sense from the booth. I mean, just talking to Logan Paulson, who's going to be on the show with us today in the 4 o'clock hour, my co-host on Take Command. He does this stuff from the sideline during the game. And he said during the broadcast occasionally, based on what he can see, it's just not enough. So he asks London, hey, what coverage were they in? Was that safety doing this? Because he said it's really hard to see.
It's hard to tell, yeah.
Which is actually why it's a lot harder to coordinate a defense from the field. What he's about to do, the big fix is to make it harder on Joe Witt.
Yeah, you always hear about guys going up to the booth, right? Because the OC is on the sideline. Now he's going to go up because he has a better vantage point. It's just, again, it's just rearranging deck chairs.
Joe Beninati, the face of Capitals coverage on Monumental, the voice of the team, is going to join us next. Want to talk to him about Ovi's 900th last night and a big meeting with the Penguins tonight on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.